Hi there. Thank you for holding, Mitch. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. And, of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any of your questions. And then also, because it is still a fairly young company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way, sir. How is your day going so far?
Good.
Good.
It's cold.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I know that you not only use Google yourself, but you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call.
When you click on the bar up at the top, yes.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So yep. Your customers will be able to find your business, pick up the phone, and call you. You'll be one of those options that people see when they type in plumbing contractor, plumber near mm-hmm. me, or a specific plumbing service that they need.
Right.
They don't need to already know the name of your company. Now, keep in mind,
right.
It's not designed for companies that are struggling or starving for work. You will, though, get a steady stream of calls directly to you from someone who will have seen the website that will build for you before they call you. So it's going to be a very
mm-hmm.
high conversion rate. Of course, you won't be the only company that pops up when someone in your area
right.
is searching for someone who does what you do. The ones that decide to call you, though, they're making that informed choice, and they're hoping that you answer the phone. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it's a lot more affordable than something like Angie. Of course, it's a higher conversion rate, and you actually will reach more people. More people in your mm-hmm. area and everywhere will be using Google and Bing versus, you know, using Angie's. I think a lot of people use Angie because they know they're going to get several bids, several phone calls. Of course, the same lead that you get does get sent to a few of your competitors. With this, though, it's a flat rate. It's a lot easier to budget for than paying for individual leads. I'd be able to reduce the cost of the service down to exactly $249.00. So it would bill once a month for $249, and that can easily cover, you know, that 50-mile service area. Focus on specific cities, big and small, even specific zip codes and neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. Now, of course, our job is not just to list you where people can see you. It is, of course, to give them the reasons to call you. So we would actually want to include that website at no additional cost. Of course, that means that you'll get more phone calls and you're more likely to keep the service. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, so it is our job to keep your phone ringing. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it's that flat rate, the calls coming directly to you, and with that website included, is that something that you might want on a month-to-month basis for Faithful Plumbing?
I'm right at this moment, no. I mean, I would, but I just, as far as the, man, I don't know, honestly. I mean, I do, but I don't.
Well,
so I'm kind of just...
Tara put in the notes here that you were kind of being subbed out as a licensed and insured plumber, you know, for
mm-hmm.
the rebats that the Bella was doing, and that kind of dried up
mm-hmm.
and moved back to Boise, and it's not there for you anymore, which is what kind of prompted you to sign up for Angie's, and that
yeah.
you didn't really know what you were getting into there. And that's understandable. I mean, even
yep.
people who ask specifically, you know, I've heard people be saying that they were told that they're not paying for leave. You don't pay for leave. You don't pay
right.
unless you get the job. I mean, it seems like even when you try to find out exactly what you're getting with Angie's, you don't get a straight answer. So I certainly
yeah.
understand you wanting to get at least a little bit more work here and there, you know, but also not wanting to pay
yep.
for the leads. So, I mean, this is a better option for you, you know, and with the website
yeah.
included, I mean, Google's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet.
Yeah.
And it's where we
yep.
go when we need something but don't know who to call. Every new person, every new customer that finds you on Google becomes someone who can use your services again down the road and recommend you to their friends.
Yeah.
So it's going to, you know, kind of broaden that word of mouth that you've already got going, you know, especially through the church. But this is going to help people who don't know you, people who are still, you know, in that service area.
Yeah.
Maybe they're 20 miles away, 30, 40 miles away, but they're in an area where you're comfortable traveling. When they are able to see you, when they can see, you know, the work that you do, learn about your company, even, you know, the name of the business itself, Faithful Plumbing, might have people wanting to pick up the phone and call you, or at least click on your website and learn more about your business, you know? And, I mean, it's funny that, I mean, Tara actually put in the note, you kind of let God lead the way for you, which I totally agree with and believe in. And I do also think that there's a good reason that Tara was speaking with you, that she reached out to you, that you're speaking with me now. I hate to say anything bad about any other company or really anyone at all, but I've spoken with people that have used Angie Leads for many years. Back before it was Angie Leads, it was Home Advisor. And even, you know, 10 years ago, it was Service Magic. So, same company. I've spoken with a lot of business owners that have used that service. And especially for younger and smaller companies. And of course, you know, from Tara's note, you're about 2 years in. It's you, your son, and your friend. You know, a service like that can get pretty pricey. You know, you have to have a lot of money to absorb the leads that don't turn into work.
That
and
don't
so
turn
get
into
the
work.
That does. Sometimes you're just breaking even for a while, and it may never get better. So my heart goes out to you guys, you know, and I've talked to a lot of business owners, whether they're using Angie's or other lead services like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack. Most of my clients, I think most business owners actually prefer to get calls directly to them versus pay for a lead and then chase down that lead or be in a bidding war with their competition.
Yeah.
And once we get their phone ringing, a lot of my clients will scale back on their leads. So pause them more often, cap them at a lower amount, or even shut the lead service off altogether. You know, Angie's or when it was Home Advisor, I mean, they are still one of Google's biggest customers. They actually spend between $2 and $3 million every single month on Google paid ads. That covers the entire country and all the industries they generate leads for, but they always make that money back because their business model is to capture those leads and then flip them. They sell and resell the same lead to businesses and their competitors, and their job really is to send you as many leads as you're willing to pay for. Of course, they hope that you keep the service, that you get a job or two here and there and actually feel good about keeping the service.
Right.
But whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, y'all still pay for that lead. So it's very, very different with us. Of course, we work exclusively with you, and we put the power of Google to work directly for you, you know, and build that website so people would call you directly. It takes the middleman out of the equation. It takes the guesswork as far as the cost out of it, too. Of course, with Angie's, it depends on how many leads you get, depends on how much each lead costs. With this, it's a flat rate, bills on a month-to-month basis, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. And again, it's not designed for companies that are starving or struggling for work, but you will get a steady stream of phone calls from people that are interested in speaking with you. And I mean, for your services, you know, it's not like you're like a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need like 15 jobs to be profitable. That $249, that reduced rate, I think one job would have you more than offset that cost, especially with the website included. And again, going back to, you know, Angie's got their money up front, and they're looking to charge you for every lead. With us, we're kind of investing in your success. As you might well imagine, it's going to cost us on our end more than $249 in that first month to build out that website, to create that content. There's $100 of paid Facebook ads included in that $249. So we have to actually earn your business for a few months just for us to break even on our end. So, you know, we know that your success is our success, although there are no long-term contracts. we know that our clients keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first mm-hmm. page, and that $249 is below what it cost us to get going for you in that first month. Of course, we'll continue to update and optimize, and still, you know, that $249 covers the $100 of Facebook ads every single month. But like I said, in that first month, with what it takes to get it going, we're not even breaking even for you. So we have to actually earn your business, and we've been doing this since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. We try to make it affordable for everyone, and especially for younger businesses. Mm-hmm. I would not mm-hmm. be offering it to you, Mitch, at a price lower than what it cost us to get going if I didn't already know that you'd be successful with that service.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that I wanted to say is that when we include a website, it's all inclusive. The initial construction of the site is included, the hosting, maintenance, even the updating of the website is included at no additional cost. We can always add additional content, services, new photos. There's never any additional cost for that. There's no additional cost for mm-hmm. anything, no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, or anything like that. You will, of course, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system so you or your son can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's mm-hmm. coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. Now, most of the time, you'll simply get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will simply call your number directly. The website that we'll build will also give them the opportunity to tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they would hope you can come out. When they fill out that lead form on your website, you do get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. Of course, you're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Did you have mm-hmm. any questions for me at this point?
No, I don't, actually. Okay. Nope.
So I'd be waiving the initial setup fee. I put in a promo code, and it's not specifically for Angie's, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently paid advertising dollars elsewhere. So it allows me to reduce the cost of the service by, or at least the cost of the setup fee, by an amount of my choosing. And I might normally take, you know, 50% off, but I waive the entire setup fee. I can't get the money back that you spent with Angie Leads to sign up, but I can do right by your company. You know, get your phone ringing, keep it ringing, even, I hope, maybe keep you from throwing good money after bad and pay for those leads. I mean, they say that the reason there's a membership fee is they do run Google ads, and that you might sometimes be part of that top 25 plumbers in Spokane kind of thing. From where I sit, though, I think it's because now you're kind of financially invested. You want to at least try to get your money back, so a lot of times you start paying mm-hmm. for leads, hoping that you get a job. It may never happen. Yeah. I've talked to some business owners. I remember one guy. This was back when it was Home Advisor, but he was a roofer, and he was paying, I think it was $180 for a repair and like $240 mm-hmm. per lead for a tear-off and replace. He was $9,000 in debt with the leads he was paying to then Home Advisor, which is now Angie's. He, of course, was thinking, you know, one job's going to get me $20,000. It's going to, you know, pay for itself and then some. But he had to cut his losses at some point. I wouldn't want you to go down that road, or at least not too far down that rabbit hole, you know. Like I said, this is a better option. Google it. You know, it's what we say. It's what we do. It's where everyone goes. I know you're going to be successful with it. Like I said, I'd be more than happy to include that website for you and even waive that setup fee. I'm reducing the cost of the service as much as I can without shrinking your service area. And he said you're willing to go 50 miles. I want you to be found that way and get those opportunities. So this $249 is the lowest rate for that particular package. I could do a $199, but then the $100 of Facebook ads go away, and it's going to be on Google and Bing for about 20, 25 miles. But we can expand that coverage, even broaden it with the addition of that Facebook ads. And it's $100 of Facebook ads for an extra $50, so it's a better deal. We actually did sunset the $199 as a local as a local for $149, I should say. Mm-hmm. The lowest we do is now $199 for a local only campaign. So you get more bang for the buck, you get twice the coverage, and for the extra $50, yeah. You know, even one job every other month or two would more than offset that cost.
Yeah.
You know, with the website included, $249 at the out the door cost, you know, I think you'd really yeah. like it. Like I said, I think there's a real reason why, you know, Tara was able to keep you on the phone, even as she put in the notes that you do have work coming in, but I don't think you would have signed up for Angie's if you weren't able to handle at least a little bit more work here and there. I think there's a real good reason why we're speaking today, and I think it might be because this is going to benefit your company quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, I am 2 months from wrapping up a 20-unit apartment, so I'm not sure where I'm headed after that. You know, I don't have any big jobs on the books coming up, so that's part of the reason why I had signed up.
To have, you know, big jobs and small jobs coming in. You know, and we can target commercial clients too, you know, commercial and residential clients. It sounds like, you know, the timing might be perfect, you know, to get something
well,
like that.
Well, that's going. What my whole thing is. Just want to make sure I do this at the right time.
Of course.
Because I, you know, in 2 months, I'm not sure what's going to be going on. I mean, I have work all the time. I would like to have more phone calls coming in than not. That's my thing.
Of course.
I can refuse work where I can't drum up work that I don't have the ability to drum up.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, with this, you know, you can pick and choose the jobs that are most profitable for you. You know, you take that bigger job that's going to pay you well, or just a small job that you can get done quickly, or even if it's just the materials involved, you know, it's going to be a better use of your time and a higher profit margin. You know, with something like Angie's, you know, because so many leads don't turn into work at all, you feel really compelled to take the job that turns into work, even if it's less than ideal, you know, and you end up spending a lot of time and energy, and, you know, it's kind of frustrating, and you may, you know, break even or maybe slightly better. But, I mean, you know, with this, like I said, you know, it's not going to inundate you with more work than you can handle, but you'll get a steady stream of phone calls to where you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be profitable for you. I mean, you know, you'll always have that website. You'll always be on that first page for people in your service area that need your services. And the people that call you are really calling you for a good reason, you know. So I think it's gonna keep you getting that steady stream of jobs and opportunities coming your way, and you can pick and choose the ones that are gonna be best for you. Like you said, you can refuse the ones that, I mean, if you end up getting a big contract and things like that. The other thing too, like I said, it is month to month. I mean, it's completely at will. There's no contract. Yeah. So of course that means you can stop at any time. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it. I mean, let's say you do end up getting more work than you can take on. If you wanted to go on vacation, you could pause the service, and we don't charge you during that time or after the fact. But as long as you're, you know, using the service, it was billed once a month for, in this case, exactly $249.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I'm sure that'd be fine. I mean, what's it going to hurt? Worst I can do is turn around the work.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, and, you know, with the opportunity.
So what do I need? What do we need to do then?
Let me ask you, just is the phone number that we're speaking on, is that the one that you would want your customers to call, the 509-862-3058?
Yes.
Is that going to be the business number, the one you want on the website?
Yep.
Is it a smartphone too?
That is the business number.
Can you receive a text? Okay. Like I said, Mitch, most of the time you just get direct phone calls, but when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text as well as an email. As far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it on the website. People would see it. If it's more of a personal email, it would not be listed anywhere, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
I only have one.
That's fine.
I use it for everything. Yeah, Mitch Cunningham, 72.
That's MITCH and then CUNNINGHAM?
Yes.
And then I missed the numbers. You said Mitch Cunningham.
72.
72. And was that at Gmail?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay. I never do like to assume anything, but in this case, I'm going to take a stab at it. Your last name is Cunningham then, right?
You got it.
All right. And then, Mr. Cunningham, like I said, your calls mostly just go directly to you from your customers. But when we contact you, we'll use phone, text, and email. Emails, of course, are for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have mm-hmm. for your records. A lot of the times, we'll just give you a phone call or a text message. But did you have any preference specifically as to how we contact you regarding your account?
It's fine.
Any of them?
This is just me, buddy. This is just me.
So phone, text, or email, I mean, like I said, there's going to be a little bit of overlap. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that kind of thing. The one thing I wanted to ask you, and I do see an address on the Angie's profile, but correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer. So there's no physical address. No one comes to you.
Correct.
There's not. All right, so the 227 West Kedlin Court, that's your residence then, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. We certainly would not want to list that address. Google doesn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you do, especially since you're out in the field most days. You'll be listed Spokane, Washington, not even the 99218, and certainly not that physical street address. The other thing that I'll do here, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. This is going to be a lot later, maybe later today if you've got time or tomorrow, but one of our technicians will give you a call back, take about a half an hour to talk to you about, you know, your services you want to be found for, the service area, any mission statement or motto or slogan, what's unique about your business. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing I'll do real quick here, and it takes about 5 minutes, is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, it's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've waived your setup fee, reduced the cost of the service, that we're including a website for you, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. Mitch, before I do get to that voice verification for that initial payment of just $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
A MasterCard.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Mine. Mine.
Is it first and last, or any middle initial? Is it Mitch?
Mitchell.
Mitchell. M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L?
Two
L's, and no middle initial.
Yep.
All right, sir. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5343.
Okay.
4806.
Yes, sir.
0473.
Yes, sir.
3278.
And then the expiration month and year?
825.
08 of 2025. Mr. Cunningham, the last three digits on the back of the card?
127.
127. Mitch, I've got 127127 on the back. I've got August or 08 of 2025 as the expiration date. And then was the card itself 5343, 4806, 0473, 3278?
Yes.
And does that bill at the 227 West Kedlin Court?
No.
Okay. What is the billing address of that particular card?
P.O. Box 563.
Okay.
Newport, Washington.
And the zip code?
99156.
99156. Okay. In about a minute or so after I read the voice verification, you'll get through our automated system a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you got a pen handy now, I'd be happy to give you that information.
I'm actually at work, in the middle of the second floor hallway right now.
Okay. I appreciate that. I appreciate your time. I'll get you off the phone real quick here. You will, though, get that confirmation email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7, and we'll respond within the following business day. Now, real quick, I'll get you through that voice verification as fast as I can without being rude, but feel free to stop me at any time. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mitch. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Faithful Plumbing.
And that is exactly how I have that. Mr. Cunningham, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Mitchell Cunningham, owner.
Okay. And Mitch, as the owner of Faithful Plumbing, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Now, real quick, Mitch, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can actually contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. The phone calls, emails, even text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mr. Cunningham, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes. Yep.
Perfect. Perfect. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of Angie's. There's no direct conflict there. The reason we ask, though, is all the content we'll be creating for the business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mitch, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate and consistent. That's fair enough, right?
Yes, it is.
Perfect.
I don't plan on having anyone else.
Well, that's actually the answer that I prefer. I mean, like I said, it's a lot easier for us to make sure that everything is right on our own versus kind of cleaning up someone else's mess. We'll actually do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll do the website, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions that I was able to apply, with the website included, the setup fee waived, and of course, with it being month to month, Mitch, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I actually waived altogether, will be charged today's date, the 27th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And that $249, Mitch, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 27th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and of course you can pause the service. You can even pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mitch, all we would request to prevent the charge to the next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Cunningham, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mitch, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, like I said, you'll receive that confirmation email in about a minute here. It does have our client support phone number and our email address. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. When you receive that link, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but it takes about a half an hour. We might be able to get you in pretty quick here. I don't think you'd want that 9 o'clock, but there's a 10, 11, and then this afternoon, 1, 2, or 3. Would any of those times work out for you today to receive that half-hour phone call?
3 o'clock would be best.
3 o'clock. So we'll schedule it from 3 until 4. The call should get you pretty close to 3, and if I happen to be between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I may not be available, but they'll call you and they'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you either way. I did want to add a little bit of extra protection, just another layer of security on your account for you. Anyone who calls us and tells us they're with Faithful Plumbing, even if it's you, Mitch, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you telling you that they're with Google or Local Splash, especially like 5-6 days from now once your website is active, if anyone calls you and asks you for money, if they don't know my name, which is Paul Gordon, if they can't give you both the answer and the question, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is for your protection. It's very clear. You'd pay once a month on the 27th, exactly $249. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those, Mitch, would you want for your security question?
City I'm born in.
And then what is the answer, sir?
West Plains.
West Plains? Okay. I have to type it in twice. You're all set and squared away there. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you got,
I got the text. I opened it up. I signed the paper. And now I'm on the Local Splash website.
Okay. Let me just update my...
Looking for the sign-in.
Yeah. So you can actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that the tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. We do have to do your client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something to track, but in the next day or two, you'll get by email and text both your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do. That's totally fine, too. The username I can give you, in fact, it's going to be in a calendar invite. You'll get at 2 o'clock a reminder email. Our automated system sends that out an hour prior, but I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview in English. Then it has your username, your name, and your phone number. In this case, Mitch, your username is your phone number. It's already been assigned, and it cannot be changed, but thankfully it's easy to remember. The area code's included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so just the numbers. Of course, then your username is 509-862-3058. And any correspondence to the the support@localsplash.com email, which is the email address that you'll see on those emails that get sent out to you. Anything and everything can be sent there, but please do include either your phone number or your username. In this case, they're basically the same. That makes it real easy for us to access that information and forward it out to the right department. You're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I'm available at 3 o'clock when our technician gives you that phone call. But even if I'm not, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get going for you. You have a blessed rest of the day, and I really do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cunningham. Thanks a lot, Mitch. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you.